This is Football Heritage.
What's the line between the racism and the banter?
Shaolin
soccer.
Please, if another country did like a Shaolin soccer kind of thing, they would say it's cultural appropriation.
Yeah, so we need to cook them. Yeah. Welcome to Inagba. There's no football, but deadline day has passed. And you cannot. Oh boy. But we're not going to get into it because it's an Indomie episode. Yeah. Where we hope. As the side. I hope I'm getting the name right. Takeshi? I'm just shooting in the blank. I assume his name is Takeshi.
Yeah, let's just. His name is Takeshi.
Tomiyas.
Wow! Yeah.
Tomiyas.
I don't know.
Takeshi Tomiyas. The problem is not that Asda side Tomiyas. Welcome, guys. On the pod today, we have
Adam.
Temple.
And.
Me, John Paul.
Okay. Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm the future governor of the kids.
I said this is KLM.
This is KLM.
Episode name sorted. You see?
Get back.
The future of the governor of Ekiti State.
This is KLM.
This is KLM.
Ekiti we no get airport.
Please wear your masks and get vaccinated. If I can, they are giving it right now.
Yep. Go get Moderna.
It's Moderna if you
AstraZeneca in Lagos is the same as ice cream.
back to us. Tomiyasu, right? Tamiyasu. Yep. Tomiyasu.
I'm thinking like the thought process.
You have to Google it, please.
No, you didn't wonder.
First of all, I think what really is bothering me is the fact that he's a defender. How many good Asian defenders do you
forget that he's a defender?
He's still not getting it.
Do you know that nobody knows this brother's position?
Sky Sports literally said that the agents that called to make the deal
offered him to everybody.
We don't offer to everybody.
Independent.
He's not really a defender. He's not a right back. They don't really know his
whatever
favorite.
Whatever
but his vibes are right.
But his vibes are right. The Shaolin will soccer. Just please.
His name is Takehiro.
Takehiro.
Ah. No, guessing the thought process behind this signing.
You don't have to guess. They said it. The agent said, bro, he doesn't play any position. Did you want Shaolin soccer? He's right. Trust me.
Now me they tell you.
I don't feel like giving you evil ball.
Bro, there are no fucking YouTube clips of this nigga. Like, see,
nobody has ever. Bro, I said the Sky Sports people when they got the thing, transfer line, like they were dying. The guy literally got it. He was like, I've received a text from an agent saying that he offered this guy to
everybody.
He doesn't know where he plays, but like he can play.
Is he a right guy?
Do something.
See, this nigga literally, Adam said he watched him mark Ronaldo once.
One slide tackle.
How many goals? I don't know.
I have 1,000 naira that bets that. That picture of him slide tackling Ronaldo is on his Instagram.
I'm
going there.
Takehiro Tomiyasu joined.
That's a.
And then they loaned out Hector Bellerin to Real Betis.
Bellerin wanted to leave though.
Of course, he wants to leave. Mainland Niles was on his Instagram saying, I just want to go where I can play.
Arsenal is banned, personified. Like, I've never seen.
Did you hear the news about, like, some players having sexual intercourse with each other?
See, we're not going to discuss this part. It was
Lacazette,
Odegaard,
and then they said
it was a menage.
Oh, menage.
Four.
It was a menage a quattro.
Gunners gunning.
Bro, see.
Oh God. Oh God. What a club. I just saw one Arab tweet and everybody was quoting it like, what the fuck? What's happening in Aston?
Yeah.
Somebody tried to translate. I could not believe my eyes.
Oh, shit.
I literally had this picture of something that looked like Lacazette with a mirror photo, like his lap showing and so. I'm just like, bruh. What the fuck? Somebody in our group chat was like, when did they have time for this? And that person said, well, if you don't play, like, you have all the time for this.
See my problem now. We spent, we spent 5 minutes. We spent 5 minutes cooking us now. I was not done.
Minus nine. You leave me.
Minus nine.
On FPL.
Signed Saitama.
Guys. But what, see, what BBC God. Sports is saying is that Tomiyasu, who is 22 years old,
22,
can play at either centre back
or right back.
And they paid £16 million for this sourceless nigga. Like, bro, what's his Instagram?
Elizabeth.
Look, there's
Bonny.
Nothing on Instagram.
He has a
page. He has a few pictures from when he was in the he was playing in like Korean League in 2018.
And then they signed him from Bologna. Like, who?
Look at him here with Zlatan.
So if we search, we should be able to find the Ronaldo. Yeah, look at him, Marky Zlatan. I wonder what the caption was.
Nah, you are wrong, bro.
Ah, it's in Italian. Somebody. Translation.
Translation.
The new season has started.
Let's prepare for the next race. Bro, they've got to sign as part of passport.
Because we have started this season. Is it let's be go to the next race?
Let's go to the next race.
Show me that. Show me that. I said this nigga is going to pull up to training playing kilometer by
kilometer. Maybe be another kilometer.
Got your five against my five. I said to God, niggas were signing. Why is it nah?
Wait, now don't talk about it like that.
As soon as they say, everybody they sign.
And they spent the most money. Let's look at what they signed. They signed Odegaard permanently.
The most money and had
they signed
the worst
this anime
window.
Brother. They signed Ben White. They signed what's his name?
Tavares.
Bruno Tavares, which is a player that I like.
Quite upsetting.
Yeah. Potentially, why? I saw that one time cross that he dropped against Chelsea. Look,
that's who PSG.
That's the sole high test.
That's who PSG.
But PSG signed Nuno Mendes.
Yeah, which is also good. But like Tavares would have been better.
So well, please, I'm begging. Before Baru, stop listening. Let's stop cooking. Moving on. Manchester United transfer window roundup. Rafael Varane, Jadon Sancho,
and C Boy.
Manchester United and Cristiano United.
Manchester United what?
It's like surely now they are league contenders.
Yeah, actually. Cristiano,
we don't have.
Shut the fuck up.
Surely now
boy.
They have to sack the manager.
Like if they don't, we sack him.
If he doesn't concede, if he doesn't win it,
only does not have enough sauce to coach Ronaldo. Who is he?
He played with him.
You understand? He played with Ronaldo.
Ronaldo assisted
him. If they talk, make just hold him mouth like this. Hold him mouth.
Like,
I have more Champions League. Shut up.
For William.
Ronaldo and Fili, they do team talk.
Lampard to the coach, then William. They look at like,
who is this guy?
What do you want, talk?
What
do you want, talk? We know you. Now why they sell them? Just sell all those people that you play with.
I don't like that William.
Let them not be telling
people
you're training.
Forget Lampard.
Nothing will happen. Play me, boy. I give you that like that with the play, boy. Speaking of William, Arsenal let him go. He has gone to Corinthians.
He basically tore his contract.
He said, I don't want to do a deal.
I don't want the money.
Don't worry. Keep your money.
He turned down 20 million.
Me? I work for free.
Bro. I think he actually went with his conscience because
he has seen enough
to collect that money from Arsenal while they are banned.
Bro, he went from bowling with Chelsea
to this
man.
Bro, I thought I promised him Champions League, and he said fair enough.
Guess he could have sat on the bench. He could have sat on
Chelsea's bench
and won a fucking Champions League.
Nobody
said
nah.
the funny thing was that when Arsenal were unveiling, he said he was going to help them.
Arteta promised
him. Arteta promised him that for like the three-year contract that he signed.
By that time,
like he's to get in the Champions League when he signed and win it by the time he's leaving.
These brothers have not seen Alpha conference since then.
Bro, I want you to understand that like Thierry Henry did not win the Champions League for Arsenal.
Who are you? Even Jesus, not you, my lord. Who are winning for Arsenal?
If we even Jesus.
Ah, God. I said we're going to move on from them. Manchester United side, Cristiano Ronaldo. Are they league contenders now?
Well, I think they
I mean, they go ahead, but they
like lowballing themselves and saying, oh,
no,
they
we need a DM.
But who is Fred? Who is McTominay? Send them away if you let's know you don't have a DM. Just
put
them to say they don't they have team, bad players.
In that team, put McTominay there. All you need from him is interception and side to side passes.
That's all.
It's not DM that you people
they're
want.
Only now.
What kind of DM do you want? Do you want a controller? Do you want a ball winning midfielder?
They want direct messages.
No. Want a deep line
player. DM.
We want
they already have we enough want playmakers. You need a destroyer.
We need a destroyer. We are looking like the type.
Imagine if Arsenal signed if United signed Partey.
Partey or Bissouma.
How can you make Partey look so stressed? See, you will never know peace.
Because Partey was balling, man.
Champions League Partey. I feel like I should say this. When Arsenal signed Partey, did anybody see that tweet?
Is it because when
Arsenal sign Partey and things are going great, we'll say Partey after Partey. When the things go bad, we'll say Partey's card.
They really signed Thomas Partey.
I knew they were going to fumble that.
Look at that team. In all their dealings, this Tammy Youssou, whatever his name is, they have William Saliba balling in Marseille.
Gave Guendouzi
to keep Xhaka.
Gave Guendouzi who could actually foul without getting carded.
Bro, think about this. The problem with Xhaka, the commonality is that all of this is Arteta.
I think it's Ozil. Ozil, trust the process.
Ozil, Twitter, I love you, Ozil. Ozil, Twitter, trust the process. Heartbreak. Twitter scattered. Arsenal fans were foaming at the mouth. The Turkish brothers were like,
See, I love players like Ozil. You know, like, players have to stop making the managers
look good.
You know, if the manager is fucking up, let everybody know the manager.
Bro, he doesn't want to play me. Even in training, he know they play me. Let them not be thinking that it's your fault.
Exactly.
It's not just him. There was a match that he refused to play Aubameyang because apparently they disrespected him.
They had fights.
Yeah. There was another match that he didn't start Oba because Oba came.
This brother is moving like Big Brother head of house. Pereira Abacha. This is
the
time
I'm in the office of the head of house.
You disrespect me. You disrespect the office of the head of house. What's the attempt that they do for us? They need to sack that brother. But which coach do you hire?
That nigga is a fucking Taliban, man.
No, like, don't sack that man till Ronaldo plays that defense. I'm begging.
Honestly, let him stay.
I'm begging. You see the way Lukaku feasted against
him. Unless they get relegated, let him stay.
Relegated? How is that a thing that we're discussing about Arsenal?
I want you to understand that, like,
who they go beat for this?
This Arsenal team right now, I'm not even going to lie.
They can't beat
if they get a proper coach. Pelu.
No. Did you see Pelo in London? Brother, they're about to in Jesus. Even Pelo knows Sabi. But
surely, he's way better. He'll assure them of sixth.
Not even sixth. They can't make
first 10 with Arteta.
At this rate, they can't. Have you seen their fixtures? By December, they go date 19.
December will be quite gloomy for those New Year's, man.
Nothing like gifts. They're just going to keep receiving.
Do you ever wonder how Daniel Elk is feeling right now?
This nigga wanted to use his network. Spotify, see you say, I will buy the club.
Please.
We will shut down the music. I will buy Arsenal. This is enough.
See, Arsenal owner said they wanted 2 billion. His net worth is 1 billion. He said, I will pay.
Don't worry, I'm bad, guys.
I'll
call that good day. We'll just
this guy, Daniel Elk was ready to sell himself into slavery.
I'm sorry. He said, make it stop.
Did you see this guy? Was it the president of Rwanda?
President.
This guy broke down at 3 a.m. Twitter. What's up?
Yeah, I broke down at 3
a.m.
For how long?
For how long will Arsenal fans suffer?
Kagame is a tyrant.
And see, that's the thing. For starters, this guy is a tyrant. He's pleading for freedom, man.
Oh, God.
You know how bad it is in Rwanda. If you say you are opposing Kagame in an election, you go missing. Like you will not be able to attend any of your election campaigns. After the election, you get free again.
That is the person that Arsenal.
Well,
I know they can never. Arsenal can never visit Rwanda. If they enter that country,
don't arrest them. Close the border.
Send some Rwandan boys to get a plane. Anybody is better than this. My God.
If Kagame really knows what is wrong with Arsenal, if Arsenal actually visits Rwanda, they just keep Ateta and send the rest.
Send the country back.
He has to play on vibes.
Put him in one dungeon. They pour water for his face.
Don't forget
to give her hair gel, sure.
God almighty.
Nah,
angel and vibes.
What a club. We said we're gonna move on. Liverpool did not buy anything.
So we were talking about Manchester United. Like, this thing keeps circling back to Arsenal. But we have to admit to you that apart from Fred being a fool in a couple of matches that they've had, right? I'm not even gonna lie. Fred is so bad. I was wondering how the fuck did they call him off for Brazil? See, first of all,
that's not a Brazilian.
I know that Brazil was done as a footballing nation when they started having good teeth. Look at when they were balling. Cafu.
Ronaldinho.
Roberto Carlos, bro. Yellow ass cola nut teeth. Like, man, these guys were shooting Rabonas. Scoring you world class goals in World Cup finals, but like now look at Fred.
It's the crisis, you know. Like people are there's immigrants.
Yeah, so there's people escaping from
on a normal day.
I don't know how to explain.
Angola. See, Fred supposed to play for Angola.
Fred is Jamaican, bro. No, we can't say Jamaican. Sterling is Jamaican. Can't be something.
No, can't be something.
Fred
Sterling,
is from Angola.
Saint Kitts and Nevis.
Saint Kitts and
one of those countries, bro.
Fred from Saint Kitts. Let's
can he ball? Is he a baller?
Is he a baller?
Moving on. Now you signed Ronaldo. God bless them. He has collected number 7 from Cavani.
You see that video of him helping Cavani to the sidelines in one of the match.
Enough. I'll take it from here. God. Cook.
Yes. And his FPL tag is 12.5M.
Sorry to those who are going to Bruno.
Nah, I'm keeping Bruno.
Surely he assists.
Somebody's going to have to assist Ronaldo.
I mean,
hero ball, Bruno.
Hero ball.
You know, Ronaldo like hero ballers.
Just put the ball in.
At least.
Ronaldo says, yeah. You put it here.
No, that's too close to his eye level. Ronaldo, put that here. Let me have the defender.
This boy is a party.
Put a jump. Check height.
But we tell what a jump pass.
Remember that Sampdoria defender? That brother jumped and was going down. And Ronaldo was going down. Cristiano Ronaldo broke Twitter. Messi's tweet was 900k after weeks. 900k likes.
After 2 weeks.
Oh, but Ronaldo had 1 million likes
in hour. Is there not time for that rubbish?
That was Twitter. Instagram, most liked posts by a sports team.
And it was a steal because it was like,
we signed Ronaldo for
to get
him.
See, I don't think he would have.
You know the funniest thing is that Man U is paying that money in installments.
We are paying 15 million over 5 years. By the time we finish paying, Ronaldo will be like 42.
This makes absolutely no sense to me. It's not even fair.
It's the way the transfer went. We went from seeing Ronaldo to City for like 8 hours. We're seeing Ronaldo to City for a whole day. And I was like, God,
Bruno said,
please. Brother, man, I will assist you. See what I'm doing for Martial.
I start from now, you will get assist. Just come. Ferdinand said, you cannot. Ferguson just sitting there like,
Ole said, if you play for Manchester United,
you cannot.
don't play for City.
This struck them in their core.
From what I heard, like Ferguson called everybody. Everyone was texting Ronaldo. They had Bruno calling. They had Bruno video calling Ronaldo at 3 a.m. in the midnight.
Man, he's busy with his wife. Man is busy convincing Ronaldo.
Like Ronaldo said, like Ferguson called him. Long term, like Ronaldo called him and said, like Ferguson said, are you? Tell me you are not going there.
You can tell that the Man U group chat was just cobwebs. Man, you know the old boys.
I'm sure that's another thing. Like we put I like emoji, and then next thing someone just come Bruno and I said, I'm on it, we are leaving. We are leaving, I'm on it.
Is it Leon wanted him and he couldn't get it?
He refused. Like bro, Leon wanted
Martial
him.
Martial refused to go.
Wait, Maguire is
wants to prove himself it. Where bro
social,
where?
Social
it was, no, it was Van der Beek to Everton that social
blocked all the moves. All
that
the moves.
Van der Beek will never know peace. Like you know when from his first training he was like, you can never make it.
You can never make it.
Team viewer, viewing the team. Van der Beek. Donny, don't like.
See, what? Van der Beek is sponsoring our team now?
Did you see that what? Picture of Van der Beek carrying Ziyech on the shoulder? Ziyech is on the bench.
My real problem with this thing is that before this move to United, Van der Beek was supposed to go to Real Madrid.
And then he no go top bench.
Even Madrid bench is different. Man, you bench, you are not winning anything, and you are just on the bench.
Bro.
You are collecting money.
On the bench, Madrid, you are collecting money. Madrid, is it free? Are you playing for Madrid for? You can't, Sha. Me, I will play for Madrid for free.
Niggas go there for the badge. Like, it's
weird. We are going to go to Europe soon.
Speaking of Madrid, can I say it?
Not yet.
Okay.
We have not yet left England.
Oh, we are still talking about.
So, like, Chelsea and Saul.
Yeah, finally.
Unprincipled midfield. Mm-hmm. You can't, nah, come on.
Why? There's a thing, like, my club is the one that needs DM. These boys have
so. Saul isn't really a DM.
Saul is not a DM, but Saul is.
He's a destroyer, though.
A janking cook. Cancel.
Saul is just white Kante, to be very honest. Yeah.
Kante and Saul, like, cancel.
That can dribble.
Yeah.
That can
but Kante can dribble too, man.
Kante can dribble, but Saul do that nonsense. That Iniesta
I promise you, Phil Jones has never had a good night ever since the day Kante dribbled everybody, including him, has still scored. He dropped.
After I finished, he
was crazy because
how can you score the fourth goal?
Thanks, guys. John Paul just pointed something out. Maguire is 28, Varane is 28, Pogba is 28, Bruno is older than 28.
Yes, Bruno is 28. Around so maybe Bruno is what?
Yeah, Ronaldo is 42. Cavani is how old? 30 what? Yeah, like okay, let's think of the young players in United that like
that's what I'm talking about. Mason Greenwood, please. That is the next gunman. Cold man.
I'm never going to admit this ever again.
We always
God almighty. Yeah.
Look at that goal.
We
against
are only allowed to call him Gunwood.
Guy, you don't understand. Gunwood. Like man, you had Mason Greenwood and they were calling Martial ice cold. I think mad. That's a very deluded fan base, bro. Like this Mason
Greenwood is
the, man, you fans were trolling this guy. Was it last season or last season? Yeah. I don't
somebody
get
lost his friend to suicide, his friends, went through the whole racist thing that happened between him and Foden and
you
the
understand?
Host. And you are cooking
him and Foden and the host. Are you mad?
It can never be my club,
bro.
We protect you till we die.
See, being a United fan is hard because being a United fan, there is Marshall FC, there's Marshall FC, there's Pogba FC,
and there's and Mourinho fans. They are not good yet.
They are still there. They still have their grudge, bro.
Can't sack him and no peace.
Fact is, if they had kept Mourinho, they probably would have won more than they
actually
had
because
Mourinho said it now. He's winning and people are sacking him.
But you see the thing, Mourinho won them Europa. He got them second that season, right? He did that. Also, he
carried Spurs to their first final in the generation. Imagine. You know that if Mourinho coached that final, he would have
won.
1-0. At least lost in extra time.
At least wait to sack him after that.
If Mourinho coached Man U against Villarreal,
don't
punish. 2-0. 2-0.
2-0. Lock game like this. That's no question.
First goal would have been Mata. Mata would have scored the first because you know he does that nonsense.
Look at the name he called. Mata.
Where is the lie?
Strikers don't score under Mourinho.
Where is the lie?
Bro, like,
no, Mata would score.
Except
that has changed actually. Except Drogba. Like Hurricane them.
Tammy just scored.
Tammy
scored.
Is it
Tammy scored at two assists?
I have so many questions. Tammy is looking like R9. Tammy is looking like Ronaldo Nazario. What's wrong with that?
They also play very academic. If you are attacking,
you learn the fundamentals of the game.
Yes,
that's what the captain said. Like, you learn the fundamentals.
Very well.
Have you seen anybody like the players where they do?
I like it when players go from Premier League to Italy and then they come back.
Exactly.
It is always crazy. Remember Mohamed Salah.
Salah went and came back a terrorist. Like, that was growth on a level.
Salah went to this same Roma.
Same Roma.
From Chelsea to Roma,
came back.
Is Liverpool the next stop for Tammy
in Fiorentina?
It won't come. Don't worry. There's clubs. I know that these players pay for money, but some things you think about many times, they will boo you every day.
Bro, he's going to tie himself.
Let peace reign.
Salah, we're not attached to Salah.
You understand that Tammy Abraham right now.
No, in the sense that
he cannot go to.
We bought Salah.
He cannot go to Arsenal. Oh, that's the joke. But he will not want to go to Tottenham because, like, Chelsea fans will kill you, man. Like, you. They will just go and egg your house for starters. And then they'll find your mother's house.
You're receiving evil text message. what else happened? There's something that we need to talk about. Brighton side
Crystal Palace made some pretty
Odsonne Edward. Odsonne Edward, whatever his name is. FM, please, trust me. Nami de Teluna. He's a baller.
And I've been waiting for someone to sign him.
Patrick Vieira has done them a favor.
Nobody did better business than West Ham.
Who did they sign then? Another one of Suchek's friends.
Yes, Suchek.
Actually did.
Call your friend.
They signed the David Moyes.
David Moyes probably doesn't know.
David
Moyes probably doesn't know these people's names. Kufal.
Hey, you. Suchek's friend.
God. See, football Twitter is stupendous. I've gone to depth. Leeds, Dan James moved to Leeds.
And they love him.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bielsa has been wanting that boy for like 2 years.
I mean,
now.
He will love Dan James.
100 meter junior boys.
Like, well, personally, Dan James, Dallas goes back to the French.
Why? I mean, I think he should still have Dallas in midfield. I think what Dan James allows him to do is play Rafinha closer to the middle. Because Rafinha likes beating.
That Rafinha, also sell him. I'm going to
buy
Edward.
Yeah, he's starting to be very, very
I sold Antonio and kept Tony.
What's your FPL looking like?
Let's just check my FPL. I can't check. My phone is on airplane mode.
Let's not be thinking about
Bad things.
Let's move on.
Tempo is cooking.
My year has been good. Like, okay, this past week I got 7-3 points. That's because consistency. Somebody annoyed me on a group chat saying that because I did not focus on FPL last season. So the person was like, why am I talking when I was around the bottom of the table on the FPL? I'm like, okay, that's fair. Right now I'm 15 that same week, consistently getting nothing. I've not got anything lower than 70 for all the game week season. So
me, every week that I've taken like FPL seriously this season, I've scored well. Like last week I forgot. And then my captain was now that blank. Was Bruno?
Yeah.
Bruno blank.
Go Polish. I picked Sterling ahead of Ferran. And I actually had the debates.
I need to go back.
Ferran. I was winning my wild card and I did something.
Already?
It was very, very important.
Very, very important.
Because this...
The way the season started,
Yeah, like...
You already have Ronaldo.
No.
I'm not putting Ronaldo to the middle of the season.
You should chew. Other people will score. So I kept Lloris in post because like Martinez and Foster have injuries. So Alexander Arnold, Digne, Shaw, and Cresswell. They have relatively easy games. Like, yeah. Alexander is playing against Leeds, Digne is playing against Burnley. Pretty hard. But Shaw is playing against Newcastle. Cresswell is playing
Ronaldo against Newcastle.
Alan Saint-Maximin against them.
Yeah.
Let's not be talking like
but
these people don't have.
Cresswell is playing against Southampton. Playing in midfield, I put Salah playing against Leeds. Leeds will press.
Liverpool
kill them. Fernandez against Newcastle. Greenwood against
nothing
Newcastle.
Nothing gave me more
then
joy.
And forward, Richarlison against Burnley.
Watching Varane panic against
Adama Traoré.
God,
Varane saw Adama.
Adama beat three people in midfield and started running.
Running straight at me.
Varane was running back. This is not my concern.
Varane was running backwards.
Did anybody sign Boubacar Camara?
No, on FPO? Because Wolves said they are getting him on a free in January.
Okay. Have they already offered him a contract?
Yeah, they offered him a contract, but
that's such a nice signing, considering that they might lose Ruben Neves.
Yeah.
What are the chances of Tony scoring against Brighton?
High.
Very high.
Mm. That boy's XG is in the
But league. Brighton did do some good.
And it's actually.
Don't worry, you people will be there. All of you Antonio owners. I feel bad because I sold Antonio and kept Tony.
I told
I needed to buy Lukaku. I'm sorry.
I took out Antonio. I brought in Mope and Richarlison.
Mope is a decent one.
Yeah, Mope. Grand Potter. Arsenal should carry Potter. Since I'm looking for a coach.
Yeah.
That boy is just vibes. Like, look at what he's doing with Brighton. See, that's not such a... You know, let's just move on.
How do we always come back to us?
Bayern have confirmed Sabitzer.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, we're not going to talk about it because it's disgusting.
See, I don't understand. Like, how do you
sign the Jack Grealish of your league?
Forget the Jack Grealish.
He's not even Jack.
Somebody finished second.
These people finished second.
He signed their coach.
He signed their
coaching
their
staff.
Best
their
player,
CB.
Their best defender. Their best midfielder. Their coach. Their entire coaching staff.
What do you... And their captain.
Their captain and their best midfielder. Liverpool have not started playing Konate yet. Look, I could spawn Moses' face. Matip. But Van Dijk held his own. I was very impressed.
Matip actually did.
Matip did well other than the two times that Lukaku got away from them. But Lukaku realized that Matip is where the fun is at.
Yeah.
So he went and.
Van Dijk really was.
Yeah, Van Dijk held his own. Bust from. Not really bust because, like, even in all this shit, yeah. Lukaku still had, like, two big. Guy, we had more big chances than Liverpool in that second half that we had red card. Forget that shit. Like, we had a red card, bro. And we're defending throughout. And we still had more big chances.
Guys.
We're Real Madrid.
Let's rank.
No.
Let's rank.
Wait first. Everybody has signed. Liverpool not signed anybody.
Rob, they have Elliot.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I don't want to
link problem, that. The problem with them not signing anybody is when the injuries hit again.
Hey, and it will. Yeah.
Why didn't they sign? They saw what happened last season. They were cooked. Like, they went to go and sign Ozan Kabak. They were cooked and they still didn't learn. At least they signed Konate. They signed Konate.
I mean, like, for their forwards. So now if anything happens to Salah and Mane, like, they have in the space of a
Jota, Firmino.
Origi.
Origi.
Minamino.
Origi will play what play. Origi. Origi. Please, I don't want to linger. We're not here to discuss football. We're here to discuss football transfers.
No. Why the hell did they give Ronaldo that 12.5 tag, man?
Because it's vibes and nostalgia. Ronaldo should be 11 at best.
11.
He has not yet done anything. Let me not say it. Some people will not knock me. But 12.5.
Starting
I don't get. I didn't play FPL. I didn't play FPL when Ronaldo.
For Leicester. Has he had a trouble?
I'm not a player for them. Like senior man.
But hasn't been scoring.
Temple is trying to use us to build his FPL team. That's
yeah, I'm trying to take out more pay.
No worry, I'll help you after the episode. Real Madrid.
Camavinga.
Camavinga. What the fuck is wrong with PSG though?
Why didn't they sign him?
No.
Why didn't they sell Mbappe?
Madrid said we'll give you it's less about what is wrong with Real Madrid and what is wrong with these two clubs? Fuck PSG. What's wrong with the both of them?
Madrid just
a player is on the last year of his contract.
And you want to pay 170 million.
You offer 170 million.
Perez just wanted to get Mbappe off.
And they reject. Like, you offer $261 million. That's €200 million or something. Mm-hmm. And they still reject. Oh, but if you give me 10K. When somebody has 1 year on his contract, it's based on how much they value him.
I don't even like.
It's based on how much they value him.
Imagine player like Mbappe going for free.
But see what PSG, see what like Madrid
imagine,
can now do.
Guys, imagine
Madrid can buy both
Mbappe
generations
and Haaland for 75 million.
You pay 75 and free.
That's insane.
75 million for Haaland, Mbappe comes for free.
Casemiro, Camavinga. Give me Pogba, Haaland, Mbappe, Hazard, Benzema, Bale, Vinicius.
Everybody.
Cook the universe. But they signed Edu Camavinga, one of the best young talents in the world.
I feel like.
It's not this one is not that we they talk about. This one is not trust me. The streets know. I was so thankful when he was injured when we were playing against them last season, because maybe it would have been a slightly more difficult game.
But
we already bought the Mendy that would have saved them. So, but Edu was unavailable for both games, so that was good. Shout out to Real Madrid, PSG United, Chris, for not collecting that money. Yes, this is where we will end. Barcelona.
Oh God!
Back at cookie, we are back.
Spanish.
We started with this English Barca. We are here with the Spanish.
Barca gave Luis Suarez
La Liga.
La Liga. As in, who else did they give?
And
they put a couple other things and Antoine.
Baga collected Turan.
So that they could.
Baga took Turan off Atleti's hands. Gave them 100 million for Griezmann.
120 million.
Gave them Suarez.
Gave free.
Free? Take, man.
Then take La gave Liga. Them La Liga.
The funniest part about
then gave them Griezmann
give
back.
Gave them Griezmann back.
And let it say, because we like you.
Because we like
you. We're going to take him on loan. We'll give you 10 million. Then after this season.
Obligation.
Well, it's not obligation. It's option. And we'll decide.
And
if we sign him for you. So, like, you pay these niggas 120 million. And they say,
for me.
Take this 10 million. For give me. Us the same
what player. What is killing me about the Suarez thing? Is that Suarez at Barca, yeah, when he was unhappy, started coming to the match looking tattered. I'm sure he didn't even brush. He would not cut his face. Like, man, guy had beard growing everywhere. He was looking haggard.
Brother, move.
Check his face match at Leicester.
Slick hair.
Bro, he had gel. Like, this to the fucking side.
Suarez really cooked La Liga, and they said that he can't do it again. That's why they're like, what happened there?
Bruh.
Like, see,
but Suarez stopped training. You could see, like, you know, normally when players are doing their normal leg, they burning all the fat. You see the lines of the muscles now, like the sinews on their legs. You know that, this nigga, if he kicks you, you will die.
Nah, I wish I was short.
Bruh. Oh,
shut up. Problem. Please,
continue. In his last days at Barca, like this, all we saw is like, hey, that's
it. Hey, big stomach.
Big stomach.
This nigga was,
like, see, if you notice, like, there are no Suarez pictures, like, anywhere on the internet. Like, photographers will take a picture of him in the match, and like, okay, nah, this is not coming out.
See, Barca, as they designed Luke de Jong, is that true?
They sold Griezmann.
Did they actually?
They sold Griezmann and said, the perfect replacement.
Ronald Koeman said, bring my boy. Ronald Koeman is always doing, we are getting the gang back again. I know it's
only
waiting they kill me. And they watch Sky Sports. This is when they bust my brain. As soon as they confirmed the team, Newcastle fan did that. He said, the same Luke de Jong we played, we signed, and didn't score in 40 games. That's the Luke de Jong.
No, but Luke de Jong moved to Sevilla. He did well in Sevilla.
Yeah.
Good.
But even though,
you want to play Luke de Jong, great weight.
You are Barcelona, bro.
Where is the source?
In 10 years, they went from playing Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar.
So Memphis, yeah. Luke de Jong, and Matt and Chris Brown.
Who the fuck is Chris Brown, man? Braceless.
I heard that he's a rich player.
He's actually very
net worth wise. Like, he has business, he has side.
Then he should football go to Alabama now.
Football is a side hustle for Braceless. Can you imagine that's who is just starting 9 and you wanted to give was it number? Did they give him 10?
They gave him 9. They gave Ansu Fati 10.
You can just give that kind of responsibility. You know,
if you give me that kind of number, I will leave your club.
I know you collect number 10.
You have to vacate the 10.
I mean, I will just be saying that he sets me up.
That's a setup. Be like Hazard come out, Willian and say yes. Give me
why?
That TV
QB.
Why?
Like, you be Ansu Fati, they give you 10, you know, runs.
I'm happy he's back, though. That injury was very, very scary.
See, why are you giving me Messi's number?
Bro, like, I know you know what you know, leave the number to marinate for 1 year. No, yeah, I'm not. Am I scared of anybody? Why are we retiring number 10?
No, like,
even though I'm not retiring number 10 for you.
There's a rule in La Liga
that you can't retire,
you cannot retire because every number must be.
How are you retiring 10? Am I scared of you?
Yes.
Measure
all your government.
All these things I'm saying.
Measure all of them.
Boy, Chelsea government, not be by number now.
Drogba and Lampard combined don't have as many goals as Messi.
Uh-huh. So because of that, I should retire the number.
That's how you do it.
I know my own gunman.
They are struggling Champions League with him.
Can I know? Can I name my
your
can
club?
I, John Paul. Can I mention
no
my
gunman? No one's annoying. That statistically, this nigga is correct.
Problem is not that.
Your two clubs.
You know who's my gunman? My gunman is Cristiano Ronaldo.
My real problem with this team.
Messi. No, Messi doesn't.
Messi can't lose.
No, Ronaldo is the highest goal scorer in football.
I don't care.
To respect my gunman.
Catch him.
All these goals, he was not in your house.
He has 100 and something. 100 and something.
Then he left. All me I'm saying is that John Paul is an Arsenal fan. In all this cooking that he's cooking,
Smith Rowe 9 number 10.
Yes, sir.
Emil Smith Rowe. That person sounds like he writes in the romance.
Emil Smith Rowe, captured by love. I'm done.
Bro.
See, we are done.
How will they always come back here? Done.
Thank you guys for listening. I will see you when football gets back.
All right.
It will be.
Wait, don't Arsenal start the.
With Man City now.
No, the next round. Is it not them that starts?
Hi, God.
Are we going to see Shaolin early?
depends on how well you fit into. Ateta's philosophy.
They say they play anywhere.
You need to be submissive. I thought I'd be like Nigeria husband. You need to be submissive to play football. Okay.
Oh. We will have been too much fun.
Thank you guys. I needed this. Life has been hard.
You need to fall back for the next episode.
Bad news. Alright, we'll see. We out, chat.
Bad news. The episode.
Next time on EKB.